organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
This is Governor Martin O'Malley, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, Fear the Turtle.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, and we are
Weezer Wednesday.
And we are breaking the signal because we're too loud. Welcome back to another episode of Weezer Wednesday. We're 3 days out from Valentine's Day, so you know what that means? Love is in the air, and we're feeling romantic and warm and fuzzy. And we're going to be doing so many of those songs for the next 55 minutes. So I hope your cold little hearts are ready to be warmed.
Because all of you have cold, cold
hearts. Everyone who listens to Weezer has a cold heart, but we're going to change that. For the next 55 minutes, you're going to be enchanted by sweet sounds from Weezer, hers, and maybe Cameron Winter.
Sorry.
Maybe. Yes. So strap in. Don't tap the dial. And we're going to get some beautiful tunes flowing through your ears very shortly. How are you doing today, Grace?
I'm doing great. I just posted on Instagram saying, tap in right now.
Whoa.
Love is in the air. Let me tell you, today was a beautiful day. It was the first day that it wasn't like below freezing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was almost 50 degrees because right now it's 41.
It was pretty warm out today. I didn't wear a coat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The snow was melting on the library. Like,
my feet were getting all wet.
Yeah, I was actually on my phone like a screenager, and then I stepped in a massive puddle. But the birds were bathing in the water that was melting from the snow, and it was just beautiful. It was a beautiful day. The sunset was beautiful. I saw my bae Akash at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys get dirty sodas?
I got a dirty soda. Okay. Yeah, the hub was giving out dirty sodas, which is awesome because I'm gone next semester. Exactly. Akash was saying this is Utah breakfast, my dirty soda. But it was great. It was a beautiful day, and I'm so happy that I'm here with all of you.
Amazing. See, love really is in the air. You know, the aura in here is pink a little bit, and I'm wearing rose-colored glasses, so.
My shirt says.
It says I heart you, but there's a gun also, so.
I know. It's a baby tee. It's actually a shirt for a child in XL.
That's literally awesome.
That
ended
up cutting.
Freaking awesome.
Yay.
I forgot my Valentine's merch today. I'm just wearing red. But you know what? That's a lovely color, I think. Sneezes.
Sorry.
For Valentine's Day.
I'm so full of love that the love is falling out of my face and my sneezes.
Yes, it sure is. It sure is. Well,
sigh.
We've got some amazing picks for you guys today.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So first up, we have I Want You by Third Eye Blind. Ooh, how romantic is that?
I'm blushing.
Then we have Cool With You by Hers. Is it cool with you that I want to call your name? Ah, Valentine. Ah. And then Nihilist? Mm-hmm. Nihilist Kite Flyer by Loving. Loving.
Oh.
Yeah, so these are just some three lovely songs to warm up your frozen heart. And yay, I'm excited. Okay, let's get into playing this.
Hop to it.
3, 2, 1.
Here's I Want You. Enjoy.
The suckers lose themselves in the games they love to play. Children love to sing, but then their voices slowly fade away. People always take a step away from what is true. That's why I like you around. I want you. Ooh, do you, 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 do you. You're making me want you. An open invitation to the dance. Happenstance at the bar that we're in. No apology because my urge is genuine. And the mystery of your rhythm is a feminine. Here I am and I wanna take a hit of your scent. Cause it fits so deep into my soul. We'll be right back.
the windowsill. Smoke rings drifting through the midnight sky. Presently in the quilt that your mother made. I bear candlesticks to fight off the gloom. You said to live this way is not for the meek. And like a jazz DJ, you talk me in the sleep. I said there'll be no regrets when the worms come. And they so become. Ooh, you do, 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 you do. Make me want to.
To know anyone at all, anyone at all. Draw the blinds back slow. Some fade in a room to begin to bloom. Silk skin lovers danced with diamonds in their hands, diamonds in their hands. We could feel like them. Rarely would we. Is that cool with you? That I wanna call your name. Is that cool with you? That I wanna call your name. Is that news to you? That I wanna call your name. Is that cool? Cool with you, and I wanna.
see their heads against the windows, breathing on the glass, dreaming of the day that they can finally relax. If only this normality belonged to more than fantasy, it's too much.
Well, they're open and faking a golden disdain. The flower's too tall for the table again, but it's alright.
They called it faith.
Is that cool with you that I wanna call your name? Is that cool with you that I wanna call your name?
Bye.
Hi, everybody. That was Nihilist Kite Flyer by Loving, Cool With You by Hers, and I Want You by Third Eye Blind.
Mm.
Calm little vibe we had there.
So, Ms. Zoe, I actually have some questions for you.
Okay.
Okay? Some Weezer-related Valentine's Day questions.
OG.
Yeah. Yep. If you had to take Rivers Cuomo on a date in College Park, where are you going?
This is a hard one. I would take him to the Chinese Student Association, GBM, because he really is fond of Asian girls.
Oh.
Those who know. That's where I would take him.
But, you'd be introducing him to more girls.
Oh.
You want to keep him to yourself.
Okay, you're right. Okay, then we would go get Chinese food.
Okay, good. At where?
Well, there's only one right answer, and it's Northwest Chinese.
Yes!
We would go on the day of their closing, and it'd be really romantic, and we'd order one of everything off the menu. Mm. Okay. Do you have an answer?
I do. I would probably take him to the record room in the radio station,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd find some TS album and listen to it.
Some TS album.
And then, wait, that Northwest Chinese is a really good one. Ah,
maybe he doesn't deserve to go there, though.
We would see by Thursday at the Hole. Yeah, I'd go to the Hole CP and we'd get a beer and listen to by Thursday.
Doghouse. Oh. That's such a Rivers Cuomo pick.
I get him a chili dog at Doghouse.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
A liter of mango cart.
Mm-hmm, because he likes the fruity beer.
Yes. And then, what would be your dream Valentine's Day date?
In College Park?
No, in general. Now we're expanding the scope.
Oh.
Past Rivers Cuomo and past College Park.
We would go to a record store and Ekibin. Ekibin and Soundgarden. I'm honing in on Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow.
That's my dream date. And then there's this Bingsu place in Baltimore I've been really, really wanting to try, so we would do that as well.
Well, not me working there.
Well,
next year.
Let's freaking do it.
Oh, update. I have a job that
she has
me in Baltimore.
Job.
Yes, I got the offer letter today. Wow. So Bingsu is in my future.
We are all getting employed. If you listen to Weezer, you're going to be employed.
You might think the opposite because we are Weezer fans, but yes, we get play and yes, we get jobs.
Yes, we were all at Suit Up and Be Civil last night. Yes, we are getting jobs and we are networking and sitting amongst our professional peers.
That
yes.
was really fun. Wow. For context, Suit Up and Be Civil is a civil engineering recruitment event where you just network and you eat food with professionals for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhea and I went, and Rhea is computer science, I'm bioengineering, and it was an interesting experience, and I'm happy I went, and I would 100% do it again.
I'm really glad that you feel that way. I also enjoyed it. It was just a little bit stressful when everyone arrived, but other than that, it was a beautiful night, and I'm happy it went well. Well, we're already freaking halfway through.
What the heck?
Our time.
I don't like that.
Okay, so we're going to get a move on with the rest of the songs. All right. Are we really doing this?
Yes.
Okay, we're doing
yes.
this.
Yes.
What are we playing next?
We're playing Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter.
Okay, well, maybe we'll chime in and sing a little bit in the middle. And then we're going to... What?
I have a question. Tim, let me know what you think of this song. Tim.
I hope you hate it.
Tim,
just
let me
kidding.
Know.
Tap in later. And then we're going to do No One Else by Weezer because I want my... I don't know what the lyric is. Never mind. And then we're going to round that out with All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. I've been on a Beach Boys kick as of late, so I wanted to do this one because that's all I want to do is listen to the Beach Boys. Get it?
Anyway.
All right. Let's tap into these three. This is a controversial next pick. Here we go. Cameron Winter up next.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama,
Singing. No.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Oh. Hi.
That last one was All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. Previously was No One Else by Weezer.
Love will go.
And Love Takes Miles by Karen Winter.
Love will make you fit it all in the car.
Wow.
Chills. I'm not a Goose fan. I take it back.
He's a Nepo baby and he's greasy. But whatever.
That's your type.
No.
Can I say that out loud?
Yeah.
That's your type.
No. This is not true. Julian Casablancas is the one and only, and everyone else can go away. Even Cameron Winter as well.
That's okay. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Wait, I noticed the Ponyo stickers on the table.
Oh, yeah. So Vivian was over today, and she was like, can I have some stickers? And I was like, okay. And she took a no-face one, a kawaii no-face one, and she left the Ponyo ones for me because I like the ham.
Ham!
Yeah. So I'm going to find somewhere to put those.
That's so bae. Okay, well, let's talk more Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to rapid-fire you some Valentine's Day questions.
I'm sweaty.
This or that, okay? Chocolate or sweet candy?
Chocolate raw.
Chocolate. Chocolate or raw?
Well, okay. I think sweet candy. Like, I love a gummy. But I do like chocolate as well, but
good, because I got you sweet candy at the
Trader Joe's. Yeah, she did. Grace bought me a nice gummy with bears in it.
With bears. Real bear.
Real bears. The bear meat and the gummies are mixed. That's what she got me. And I bought for the house chocolate cookies, like the squirt, the heart ones.
Oh, yeah, I had two before I left.
They were melting in the appetite because of the sun was beating down on them, so there's chocolate all over my hand today.
Chocolate or raw?
Chocolate raw.
Okay, favorite type of flower?
Tulips.
Wait.
Yeah.
Those are mine.
Wait.
Wait, why?
I just think they're so beautiful and, like, they look so soft and they're, like, meh, and the colors are nice and pastel-y and pretty. Mm. Or baby's breath. Baby's breath is nice.
Oh, that is so true. Mm-hmm. I won't lie. I think roses are kind of,
they're ugly.
Outdated.
And they're, like, they don't hold up well. I think they're good for, like, 2 days and then they, like, die.
Yeah. But tulips, as they sit in your vase, they open up and they become even more beautiful.
Exactly.
And also, they represent hers.
Mm-hmm.
Red wine or white wine?
White wine.
Ooh.
We both had white wine last night with our big girl IDs.
Yeah, I got tricked into paying $8 for one. And let me tell you, I'm rubbing quarters together. And they're like, okay, $8. They gave me, like, the pin pad and they said, like, to add a tip.
Wait,
and I'm like,
that's crazy because
I asked
nobody
them, like,
should have paid. We
drink?
Paid for all of the alcohol. We paid for everything. How are they making you pay?
They have any left over?
I think they did, but they took everything away because we went back at the end of the night. And we're like, do you guys have extra food? And they were like, no. And we're like,
liar,
you guys are lying.
Liar, pants on
you
fire.
You are all lying, but whatever. They're stealing our damn money. Anywho, so yeah, white wine. What about you?
White.
Yeah, red wine is.
Red wine. I'm like.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to spill it on me and then it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah,
the outfit is ruined. What's another one? Salmon or chicken? Or beef? Or a nice cut of beef?
Okay, well, salmon. I don't like beef.
Oh.
Do you like beef?
No. holding hands or giving hugs?
Hugs.
Aww. Cute. Okay, and that concludes my Valentine's Day rapid fire question. I know, I had a lot prepared.
Thank you. That was a good intermission. I felt like a man on the street. Like, a guy stopped me on the side and was like, excuse me, miss, can I ask you some questions about Valentine's Day? And I'm like, okay.
Wait, you know what I'm going to do before the semester ends? Get a big, piece of cardboard and write, like, why do you like geese? And I'll just see the type of people that come up and talk to me, and I'll see if there's a pattern or, like, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to engage with the public.
But specifically about geese?
Or just something where people could give, like, something music-based with many different opinions.
Okay.
But it could be anything else.
I feel like geese is not the way to go, then. But, well, maybe it is, because it's kind of polarizing.
What's a good question? Like, if you were to poll anyone, poll the public on any musical question.
That's a good question. Are we talking about, like, the mic is coming undone. I've come undone, like, sweater song.
Hey!
That's a hard one. I'll have to think about that. But you know what? Cameron Winter, that's pretty good for, like, this kind of population that comes to WMUC.
Yes.
But maybe outside of here, no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would love to go on the street and be like, hey, how'd you two meet? Tell me about your love story. I would love to do that.
Like the guy on Instagram?
Yeah.
Who does it? Yeah, those videos are nice.
I'm giving up my bioengineering degree to canvas people about their love on the street. Speaking of love, let's get into our next love songs.
Let's do it.
So first up we have Mine by Magdalena Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Duh. And then we have Lloyd, I'm Ready to be Heartbroken.
Oh, I messed up.
By Camera Obscura. No, we should do it in that order.
Okay.
I like that. And then what's our last one?
Royal and Desire by the Animal Collective.
Woo! What a lineup.
Yay.
Stay strapped in. We've got...
Sorry.
Hey! We've got some awesome songs for you.
Sorry.
All right, here's Magdalena Bay, Mine.
Bye.
Welcome back.
Hi.
We just faded out of Royal and Desire by Animal Collective. Mm-hmm. Before that was Lloyd, I'm Ready to be Heartbroken by Camera Obscura. And the first one was Mine by Magdalena Bay. I hope you enjoyed those three.
I know I did. While those wonderful songs were playing, we were out in the main room of the studio chalking our show. And if you don't know what that means, what that means.
What that means.
We were writing our show name and time on the chalk wall on the outside, so that was awesome. So if you come to WMUC, look for Weezer Wednesday.
Yeah, you'll see us right
on
the way into the FM studio. We are now on the wall.
Mm-hmm. We're planning a beautiful portrait.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so come and see that whenever you want to.
I'm excited.
We only have 7 minutes left in our beautiful Weezer Wednesday time slot. This is a tragedy.
Well, let's talk about what we're doing tonight.
Yes!
Mm.
What are we doing tonight?
We are having Galentine's for the roommates!
Yay!
Which includes
personalized pizzas.
Heart-shaped, of course.
Heart-shaped with garlic and herb crust.
Oh!
Ooh.
Chicken.
Chicken.
And arugula on my pizza.
Chicken and arugula. I got pepperoni, and we tried to look for basil 2 times, and there's no basil, but that's okay.
The basil plant. And I'm not buying the $5 basil plant.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, oh, no, no, no. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And there's hot honey for those who are into that.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm excited.
And then I got stuff for mocktails or cocktails, whichever one. Strawberry soda with limes and coconut water. So,
yum.
Gut healthy. You know that one lady on Instagram? She's like, and this sourdough is gut healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're having gut
and
healthy
drinks.
It's
gut healthy, and it's awesome. And Rhea's making us matcha banana cookies.
Except I ate the banana she was going to use.
But it's
so.
Okay.
Oopsie.
We're going to have that, and that'll be yummy.
It's wonderful. So shall we play? Let's play our last 2 songs. Let's get rid of this 5-minute song.
Let's do it.
We don't have time for that.
We're going to do Love Explosion by Weezer. And what's the finale?
Crane Kiss.
Yes!
Love that song. I got scared that was us. Okay.
Who's in the dark? I'm scared of them.
No, that they put panels up.
Oh.
Chungus.
I didn't know that. I'm such a chungus. Okay, let's do those two. Thanks, everyone, so much for tuning in. We appreciate you, as always. And thank you.
Have an amazing night.
Loyal fans.
Happy Valentine's Day!
And I hope your hearts are warmed and you're feeling amazing. Okay.
We love you. We love you so much.
Arigato gozaimasu.
It comes with an egg roll.
All right. Here's our last Weezer. Love Explosion. Bye-bye.
Take a listen around you.